We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The members of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 716 built the things that make Rice University and Houston great, and we want you to join us. Build a better career. To find out more, visit IBEW716.net.
The following is a presentation of the Rice Sports Network.
The Rice Sports Network.
From Learfield IMG College. On the Rice Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, welcome to Rice Owls Insider, powered by the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 716, lighting up Rice University in Houston for over 100 years. Rice Owls Insider is brought to you by The Parking Spot. The Parking Spot. We have airport parking covered. Now, here's the voice of the Owls, J.P. Heath.
And welcome to our first edition of the Rice Owls Insider here this fall season. It has certainly been a while, has it not? So happy to be back. I am J.P. Heath. It's getting about that time. We finally have some Owls football. It has been a while, but Rice hosts Middle Tennessee State coming up October 24th. We'll talk about that and other things around the department coming up here in just a bit. This is our new multimedia platform option here for the coaches' shows. We obviously can't be around folks, but you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. They'll also be up on the Owls YouTube channel if you just have to get a look at our smiling faces. But today in our debut episode here this fall, we get a department overview from Dr. Joe Carlgaard, athletic director, and the true JP, JP Abercrombie, stops by to talk about her recent promotion as Chief Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Officer here at South Main. And then we get a word from the boss man, head football coach Mike Blomgren. It's, of course, been a trying time, but coach gives us a sense of the mood of the team as the season approaches. Want to give you one quick promotion that the Aviary is an all-new game day online community. You don't want to miss this. It'll feature an auxiliary stream with an in-stadium camera access. You got behind-the-scenes feed of our broadcast, live stat updates, interactive game day content. It's only $10. Hard to pass up, $10 virtual ticket. And the Owls Sports Show. Rice Owls Sports Show is the all-new Rice Athletics TV feature show that's presented by our friends at Smart Financial. That's getting viewers an update, unique perspective of the individuals who compete for the Owls in all 14 of our sports, as well as some of the great moments for Rice's rich sports history. But AT&T Sportsnet Southwest is home of the Astros, Rockets, the coverage region throughout Texas, as well as Arkansas, Louisiana, and Oklahoma. So make sure you follow that over there. But stay tuned. Coming up, our first edition. Really excited to be back. AD Joe Carlgaard is next here on Rice Owls Insider. Stay tuned.
With Houston Methodist Virtual Urgent Care, you can skip the drive and the waiting room and connect to our board-certified providers from your computer, tablet, or mobile phone. Virtual urgent care visits are available 24/7, no appointment needed, even on weekends and holidays. Now you can get the same trusted care you expect from Houston Methodist, wherever you are, whenever you need us.
To learn more, visit HoustonMethodist.org. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
What do you do when you need safe, reliable corporate transportation? You go WIN. WIN Transportation is one of the largest group transportation providers in Texas, a leader in charters, shuttles, and special events of all sizes. Five people or 5,000, WIN offers customizable team transportation with a wide range of motor coaches, mini buses, and vans. So, for safe, reliable corporate transportation, do like the owls and go WIN. Book at gowin.com. GOWYNNE.com.
Welcome back to Rice Owls Insider and the voice of the Owls, J.P. Heath.
Hey, welcome back. Our inaugural edition of Rice Owls Insider. We decided episode one of this fall season, you got to talk to the boss man. So we have athletic director, Dr. Joe Carlgaard. I think I know the answer to this question, but for the sake of formality, and I genuinely do want to know, but how are you doing? It's just a crazy time.
I appreciate that, JP. I'm doing okay. I think I used to tell people that you have to take this day by day. I now think you have to take it moment by moment. My days for the last 5 or 6 months have been crazy. I'll have days that start off real well and end up in the garbage can, and I'll have days that I think are going to be just awful and turn out to be pretty good. So I'm just trying to go with it and do the best that we can to put our student athletes in a position where they can be successful.
And that starts here coming up soon against Middle Tennessee State for football. Just walk us through some of the things. And I know there are a lot of details on both the university athletic side, but just went to us getting football back.
Yeah, it was a cumbersome, complicated series of events. I think throughout various time periods in the spring and early summer, we thought that it was unlikely that college football would be played by anybody this fall. And I think as time went on and it became more and more apparent that some folks were going to try and get things started, we did the same. We are unique in the sense that we're the second smallest school in FBS. We are in the fourth largest city in the country. And we were attempting to bring most of our students back to campus for in-person instruction. So I think that caused us to maybe proceed a little bit more cautiously than maybe other folks would have liked from time to time. But at the end of the day, I think we got a really good result, which is we're starting, we started practice, we're hitting. We've scrimmaged a couple of times, and we're going to start our season on the 24th, and we're really excited about that. So I've told people that we're playing a Conference USA schedule on a Big Ten timeline.
Yeah. Was that a tough call with no fans? Again, I know a lot went into that, but I know obviously you'd be worried if fans weren't disappointed with that. So what went into that, and how tough of a call was that for the university and the department?
I think the decisions that we've made thus far have been ones that we haven't had to walk back. And so that kind of slow, more conservative approach has worked for us so far. I mean, we've kept the positivity rate on our campus at under 1%, and we've been able to keep the campus open for our students. And that's the most important thing in all of this is, the experience of not just our student athletes, but of our student body, and making sure that they're able to have some form of an on-campus experience is really important. So we're proceeding with caution. I don't necessarily believe that that'll hold for the rest of the season, but at least for this first game, we're gonna restrict attendance. Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned some of this, but socially, it's just been a time like any other, and maybe some on the election too, coming in a second, and coming up next segment, we talk to J.P. Abercrombie and her role in that. But you've been out front with your diversity blog, and I really commend you for, I mean, even some way, I'm not putting words in your mouth, but maybe being vulnerable at times and admitting some things, but just the lessons in systematic racism, bias, and discrimination that you've written about. So just go into that and kind of what you've learned from that about yourself and others.
Sure. Well, you know, we are at an educational institution. And I think one of the things when you work in higher education that becomes table stakes in working at a place like Rice is that you subject yourself to different perspectives and different ideas. And my approach to this has been one of humility. I don't know the experience of Black people in this country. And I wanted to learn more about it. I wanted to listen. I wanted to read. I wanted to really educate myself on what various people in this country who've been oppressed throughout their lives have gone through. And I just felt like if I didn't make a commitment to do something about this every day and make a public commitment about that, that, you know, other things would get in the way. You know, we're dealing with a pandemic. We've got the name, image, and likeness legislation coming up. You know, some other transfer related legislation. I mean, there are a lot of things that kind of go into being an AD at this time. But I wanted to lean hard into this and make sure that I committed to doing something every day. So I think I'm 16 or 17 weeks in of doing something every day. And it's been really great. It's helped me become more comfortable in having conversations that previously I might have thought were a little more difficult. You know, I've read things from the right, things from the left, if you want to look at it politically, and really tried to absorb it all and you know, try to understand more the varied perspectives of people on the particular issue of anti-Black racism. Although, you know, there are other things that I'll probably get into in the blog as we move forward. You know, other forms of discrimination and bias as well. And I just think personally for me, this has been a really healthy exercise. And if people find some use in it, then that's great. And if they don't, well, you know, that's certainly their choice.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously never a wrong time to do the right thing and bring awareness to something like that. Just have to, I mean, not my opinion here. This is your interview, but obviously it's a good thing. But on the basketball front, I know we're just getting football underway, but anything that we know about basketball scheduling and everything that could come about, because this time of year is when we kind of start thinking about the round ball. But I know that still seems like a year away right now.
Yeah, I mean, JP, we focused so much on trying to get football started since we knew that our other fall sports were going to be pushed to the spring. The focus really was trying to get football going. And I think, you know, we're pretty close to our first game. So I feel pretty good about that. And now we're starting to have conversations about those other sports. And, you know, basketball is allowed to practice right now. And our first contest per NCAA is November 25th. So we're not too far away. What's that? Maybe 6 weeks away, five, 6 weeks away from our first competition. You know, the schedule is going to be a little bit truncated from what it's been in the past. And our conference schedule has undergone some revisions that haven't past the presidents yet, but I think we're in a position where we kind of know what we're going to do. It's going to be a model that's maybe a little bit more geared toward health and safety than competitive equity. And we're hoping to, you know, potentially get some tournament expansion, conference tournament expansion around that to give ourselves all the institutions in the conference a little bit fairer shot at the league title. But I'm optimistic. I mean, I think the biggest barrier that we face is the fact that basketball is indoor and, you know, the virus spreads more effectively inside. And so we've got to make sure we've got all our protocols and procedures in place to keep not just our student athletes, but our staff and anybody who's in the building safe.
And finally, we'd be remiss if I didn't ask about our next guest coming up here, JP Abercrombie, and the things that not only she's done in such an important social time, but just her new position and how that it dovetails into that nicely. And I mean, I'm biased because she's got that great name, but just you have a quality human being there. And all seriousness, like, just how happy are you for her in that new role?
JP has just been such a great addition to our senior staff since she came here a couple of years ago. She's just got a really broad experience at a number of different institutions. You know, we're rivals. She went to Cal for graduate school. So we joke each other about that all the time. And, you know, she contributes in a variety of ways. Her intellect is valuable to our staff. I think, she's got the type of personality that draws people toward her. And so our student athletes have gotten to know her really well. And I think, you know, her focus up till this point has really been on trying to establish pathways for our student athletes to be successful after they leave Rice. And she's well on her way to realizing that vision. And you know, I think becoming our chief diversity, equity, and inclusion officer is a natural next step for her because she's got some really good ideas and she's so well respected in this department. She'll thrive in that role, no doubt.
Hey, thanks for the time. I know we're going to do this every couple weeks here, the podcast / YouTube shows leading up in the rest of the season. I mean, you don't need to hear it from me, but hang in there. And I know, take that one moment at a time. And it's just good seeing you and talking to you again. I appreciate it.
It's really good to see you too, JP. I enjoyed seeing you practice the other day, and I look forward to seeing you once we start playing games as well.
Yes, sir. Dr. Joe Colgard, athletic director here at Rice University. Stay tuned. The aforementioned JP Abercrombie coming up next here on the Rice House.
Big trip on the horizon? Before you depart, you gotta park. The parking spot is a simpler, easier way to navigate airport parking, and you can save when you book online. You're guaranteed a spot, and we even pick you up at your trunk in our yellow and black spotted shuttles and take you straight to the terminal. Parking and saving come full circle at the parking spot. The parking spot, proud sponsor of Rice University. Visit theparkingspot.com to reserve your spot today.
Rice fans, need a place to stay while watching your Owls play ball? Located just steps from campus is the Hilton Houston Medical Center. Visit us today at houstonplaza.hilton.com or call 713-313-4000 to get that special Rice discount. Again, that's houstonplaza.hilton.com or call 713-313-4000 to get that special Rice discount now.
You're listening to Rice Owls Insider. Let's rejoin JP Heath.
And welcome back on Rice Owls Insider. Stay tuned. Coming up in just a bit, we have head football coach Mike Bloomgren joining us. Next week, we have a big football preview. But as we just talked with athletic director Dr. Joe Colgard, one of the big initiatives of the offseason was my following guest with the promotion of JP Abercrombie to her position. JP to JP, it's finally happened. JP, how are you doing?
I'm great. You know, I'm really glad that we could finally make this happen. There's not enough JP jokes to go around.
Yeah, I always think it's too corny, but then I say it again and again. And I'm not tired of it, so I think we'll keep it going. But
I just look forward to the opportunity for us to bump into each other on a sideline again and go, JP, JP.
And then, I mean, now we digress already 20 seconds into the interview, but here, like, we'll be at the same spot, like at a coach's show, we could actually be in front of human life forms, and then we'll both turn our heads around. And they're obviously wanting to talk to you and not to me, but anyway.
I think it's the other way around.
Yeah, so you think. That JP Abercrombie, is the new Associate AD for SOAR, the Chief Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Officer. First off, congrats. I think I saw you posted on Facebook first. And I know these types of things are long going, but what was that process like? And what was the reaction when you kind of got that news?
One, I think the most important piece that I felt was gratitude. You know, I haven't been a member of the Rice family, the Rice community that long, but to know that the work that I have done has been so well received, not only by our leadership team, but also by the student athletes, coaches, the alumni, even faculty members reached out when they saw the news. So it's very heartwarming. And I think it's just a testament to the amount of community that we've been able to build specifically within student-athlete development, but kind of branching out a little bit into alumni engagement and now into another space with the DEI work. Mm-hmm.
And this obviously comes at a big time. We'll talk more about the voting at Rice Stadium here in a second, which came off some of your initiatives, but just what's the new CDEIO position mean and what's that entail and what do you think it could mean in the future?
Yeah, the CDEIO, it just rolls off the tongue, right?
I had to get it straight there.
I love it. But I think it's it's an actual commitment to doing the work. You know, I think we've seen some of the statements that have come out specifically in June, maybe in early July, around social justice, around the need to acknowledge diversity, equity, and inclusion. And that's one way that our department will be committed to this process. We've started the Allen Task Force, which at the direction of Joe is something that includes our student athletes, coaches, and staff, and really focuses on how we attack DE&I as a department, but it also feeds into campus. If those who follow Rice Athletics also follow Rice University news, they'll know that Dr. Alex Bird was hired on as our vice provost for DE&I. And so really an extension of him. I think his vision is to have a member in every academic unit, as well as in athletics, to serve as a DEI representative, reporting up to him to ensure that our campus efforts are aligned. And so I'm thankful for the opportunity to be that person within our athletic department.
And you mentioned part of this with the Allen Task Force. And the big thing that is most present now is that led to the voting initiative at Rice Stadium, which, as we were recording this, it was an hour and a half line around the corner we were talking about before we hit the red record button. But just kind of, that's a whole loaded question I just tossed to you there. What does that all mean, and how did that come about? Because I know so much of it was student-athlete driven.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take the voting piece first. You know, in the wake of the social unrest and charting the path toward action in terms of social justice, what can we do? A lot of our student athletes across many sports said, we want to vote. We want to make sure we can vote this year and that we're informed in doing that. Campus has an action plan around the 2020 election called Rice Engaged. So it was really easy for us to be able to kind of fold into those efforts around voter registration, voter education, but then also voter mobilization. And as we took stock of things that were happening with COVID, again, still in the midst of a pandemic, one of the things that kind of came into my mind was, how do I make it safer for our student athletes, our coaches, but then also the rest of the community to vote? And out of a lot of conversations with a lot of people, not only on this campus, across campus, but also across the county, we were able to get an approved location on Rice University's campus to serve as not only a general election day location, but also early voting. So to be able to meet our students and our coaches where they were in terms of needs and interests, but then also provide them a safe place to vote starting today as early voting has started, that it just shows the importance of this work. I think the hour and a half, 2 hour wait right now is kind of expected based on some of the research, but it also serves as a reminder of the need for that for our community. So for us to be able to meet that need in another way, especially with one of our venues, I think it's a win-win for all of us.
JP Abercrombie joining us here on new Rice House Insider, first installment here of the fall season. And she's a new associate AD for SOAR. That goes back, way back, pre-pandemic, way back 2019. Update us kind of where that is and kind of anything that has flown forward or kind of left forward off of that.
Flown forward. I like that one.
I was thinking some metaphor like owl and flying and something. I don't know.
Yeah, so SOAR, you know, it's been a wild ride since I joined Rice Athletics in November 2018. And in the first 30, 60, even 90 days of me being a part of the Rice community, I just did a lot of listening sessions. You know, I had to kind of put together my vision for what I thought the student athlete experience could be like. And on that process, I talked to current students, talked to coaches, talked to alumni, some of our off-campus stakeholders. And out of that came the vision for SOAR. And so it stands for Student Athlete Opportunities for Advancement through Rice Values. Rice being a very values-driven institution, I wanted to make sure that those were the center of whatever we did as a department, but I also really wanted to play on the identity of all the opportunities that come with Rice University, Rice Athletics. So putting that all into a nice Al-centric package gave us the word SOAR. And I think the way that not only our student athletes and coaches, but also our alumni have responded to that through the SOAR network, the SOAR newsletter, it just kind of made sense as we were heading into this next chapter. So my goal is to always make sure that our student athletes are positioned to prosper and equipped to soar.
And this is a loaded question, but you're obviously very capable of answering it. Have you already seen those tangible results? Because we know it's going to be a lifetime change for them, but have you seen the changes in some of those student athletes already with not only SOAR, but with the task force and everything so far?
Yeah, I think our goal is to not only meet the needs of our students, but to assist them as they transition in, through, and then beyond Rice University, making sure, again, that they can do so in an equipped and empowered way. So everything that goes into the SOAR program and now being able to add DE&I on a bigger stage helps to ensure that we're looking at their experience holistically and that we can also challenge them to think critically, maybe expose them to some new experiences, ideals, just things that they might not have encountered otherwise. And so I think as we look at the last year and a half, 2 years in terms of successes, I think the way that our younger alumni are still engaging, even after they've transitioned out, the way that some of our more seasoned alumni have felt welcomed back in, but also the numbers of students who are looking into internships and externships earlier in that process, who are really cultivating that curiosity internally, but also among large groups. I think the buy-in from SAC this year, even in a virtual space, has been really spot on, and I'm really proud of the leadership and the work that's coming out of that group. So I'm excited to see what comes next for our student-athlete experience.
Well, they've got a great leader behind them. So happy for you in the promotion. Oh, yeah, one last, you got a book pick, because I know there was a big book club over the summer that was initiated too. Give us something to read here. What do you think?
Ooh, give you something to read. I don't know. Like, that's a hard one. I think.
So. Yeah, throw the fastballs, JP. That's what I'm known for.
I'm ready for it. I'm going to be ready for it, though. I think the book club you're referring to, that was actually started by two student athletes. Focusing on that in response to their way of dealing with some of the social unrest that they wanted to learn more about how we got here. So if you're looking for something on that front, I recommend just following Joe's blog. He gives you a lot of different articles, a lot of different podcasts, things that you can kind of take little bite size of. But on a personal front, a book that has kind of been really pivotal to me is The Pause Principle. And just this idea of being able to kind of slow down every now and then, maintain the pause principle is something that I think, as an action-oriented person, I like to be go, go, go all the time. And it needs to be okay with pausing every now and then.
I wrote it down. It's getting on the list. JP, soon to be a wacky FM morning team near you, but it only took a pandemic to bring us together here on The Insider. Appreciate it.
Thanks, JP.
Thank you very much, JP. Rice House Insider, stay tuned. We have Mike Bloomgren, head football coach, coming up next year.
Have no post-game plans? You do now. Head down the street to Little Woodrow's in Rice Village and relax over indoor and outdoor games, sports, and drink specials that a college student cannot refuse. All you have to do is bring your student ID to enjoy $2.50 domestic drafts. Also, don't miss out on our Monday college nights, as we've got $2 domestic drafts and $3 shots. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram to stay updated on all our upcoming events and specials. Little Woodrow's, the official Rice Owls game day headquarters.
Shoppers and John Deere want to tell your tractor story. It could have started in the sandbox when you were a kid, or days spent on your grandpa's farm. At Shoppers, we hear John Deere tractor stories every day. Each story is unique. At Shoppers, we can make your John Deere tractor story a reality. If you're needing a compact or utility tractor, we got those and attachments like loaders, box blades, or cutters to help with your work. Let Shoppers tell your John Deere tractor story. Google our specials at SHOPPAS. Shoppers, all things John Deere.
Welcome back to Rice Owls Insider. Here again, the voice of the Owls, J.P. Heath.
Welcome back on the Rice Owls Insider. Appropriately, with football season right around the corner here in our first episode, we have head coach of Rice Owls, Mike Bloomgren. Coach, how are you? It's a crazy time, but good to see you again.
Yeah, J.P., I'm doing great. It is so great to be back on the grass with the guys. Seems like it's been a long road to get here, but it's been maybe made us appreciate it more than ever. So every day on the grass is a good day. And I'm just so fortunate to be 15 practices under our belt and just a few days away from getting into game week.
Mm-hmm. And how antsy have the guys been? How antsy have the staff been? I know you and you're always Mr. Energy, but it just seems like, you have the season that's still ahead of you, but you have to be really chomping at the bit. I'm sure the rest of the staff follows that suit.
They do. This is a big part of all of our lives, everybody in this building. And we ask for such a great commitment from everybody. And so when that void is there, as it was in March, April, May, June, and July, much of July, it was really tough. And so I think this is good for everybody's mental health. It's good for that energy that you mentioned. I think all of us love being back in the building. And more than anything, maybe having that interpersonal communication with the guys we care about. So that's been really cool. Mm-hmm.
And this is an off season like no other across life, not just in sports, but how have you seen things change with the team, the camaraderie, the social justice issues, the COVID that's affected everything? How have you seen that from your leadership position change?
You know, I think our team dynamic, I feel so sorry for our freshmen because there's just really no sense of community in their lives. And that's whether you're talking about what it's like for them on campus, or we've never had an instance where our whole team has been together in the same meeting room, which is very, very strange. I think, you know, they all have their core groups and they have their friend groups, but it's just not quite the same as what we're all used to. So from that standpoint, it's been a challenge. But you mentioned some of the positives. The positives are how tight the guys that were in a particular lifting group were. When there was only 12 of them in the weight room, those guys got really tight. And it's interesting how those limits, if you will, on our team and how we were able to work out in the summer, how those guys got bonded together, maybe better than anything we ever could have designed as a coaching staff. And then you talk about the social justice issues and some of the steps that our team has taken, which has just been phenomenal. Everything right on down the line from the march to getting people registered to vote on this team, to really just trying to raise awareness that Black Lives do matter, and, you know, and how much we want to help in our own community in every way and make our community better and educate some people. Naeem Smith has been a great leader. Juma Taviano planned that march and did so many great things with that march. But Naeem today is going to host a Black History meeting for our team and really talk about an opportunity to learn some Black history and some things that maybe were formative in this country as we grew, to a path forward of how we reach equality and how we can make things better for everybody in our country. So that's going to happen here in just a few minutes. And I'm just excited about the direction of our team and the commitment of our team to really advance this and keep the conversation going.
We heard from AD Joe Carlgaard a couple segments ago talking about the safety protocols and everything that's happened. As you do it on a day-to-day basis with the team, what are the extra steps? And like you've already alluded to some of those, but just how they're tough things, but necessary things you have to do to get that right to play Middle Tennessee State.
Yeah, JP, this call is not long enough for us to talk about all the different changes that have gone into effect. But we've had a lot of people make a commitment to making this as safe as we ever could for our players and showing us the best path to do it. But then more than that, our players have listened and they've made the choices outside of our building, the selfless choices, to not go out to this restaurant or not go out with these friends, because the most important thing in their world is playing this football season. And so it's been their discipline and their accountability to each other that has got us to this point where we have Middle Tennessee State in our sights.
Yeah, and we'll obviously talk more about them and kind of X's and O's next week. But just overall, and I've been privy to the post-scrimmage pressers that you've had and appreciate your insight there. But just what have you thought overall, the first two scrimmages and just overall the practices that you've seen and the progress of the guys?
The energy has been fabulous. The physicality has been a step above anything we've ever been able to display. And we're executing well on both sides of the ball at times. And it's impossible when you're always playing yourself in scrimmages to feel great about everything that's going on. Scrimmage one, you know, I think the offense ended up with 6 touchdowns, and that's more than they've ever scored in a scrimmage setting in our time here. And then you look at last week, and gosh, it started off with the defense's hair on fire, and they were just all over the place and playing at a different level and almost unblockable. So it's good to have that ebb and flow. And the reality is, I think we're in a better place mentally on both sides of the ball than we've ever been in terms of our knowledge of the systems. And we've got a lot more depth. Even with a couple key people out right now, you're seeing guys step up and not look out of place and really look like they can help the 2020 Rice Owls.
Coach, it's 2020. It's not the same not sitting next to you each of these weeks. It doesn't feel like a coach's show necessarily, but it does. It feels like football now that we're talking again. So I can't wait to get this going each week. And I know you're a busy man, and we'll be talking each week, okay?
Sounds great, JP. Thanks so much. Go Owls.
Thank you very much. Mike Bloomerin, head coach of our Rice Owls. Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this.
The Wyndham Houston Medical Center Hotel and Suites is the preferred hotel for anybody visiting the medical center, the museum district, or Rice University. We offer the largest suites in the medical center, complete with full kitchens, and our full-service restaurant and outdoor pool will make your stay complete. We look forward to having you experience the Wyndham Houston Medical Center Hotel and Suites soon. And if you need a group rate or need 10 or more rooms, don't forget to call 713-528-7744. That's 713-528-7744.
Time out. Smart Financial wants you to know that a good banking experience shouldn't feel like you're getting tackled. Since 1934, we have prided ourselves on providing hassle-free services with a game plan that focuses on people, not profits. If you live, work, or go to school at or around Rice University, visit smartcu.org to join our family and become a part of the winning team. Smart Financial, proud sponsor of Rice Athletics. Federally insured by the NCUA.
And that will do it for our first edition of Rice House Insider here this fall season. Really appreciate you donating your time. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite podcast app. It'll pop up in your phone each middle of the week. And on YouTube, for that matter, too. We'll just have to see these smiling faces. What do you think about the beard, by the way? I need to get some more comment. Anyway, I digress, but Coach Bloomgren liked it, I think. But some great new things in these unprecedented times. If you have not heard yet, there's going to be a deal. You've seen this all across sports. Personal fan cutouts are available to be placed inside historic Rice Stadium, and they'll be available for pickup at the end of the season. That's just $50. You can see ricehouse.com for details there. And we talked about it a little bit earlier, but the Aviary is an all-new game day online community. It's going to feature an auxiliary stream, in-stadium camera access, yeah, behind the scenes in our broadcast booth, live stat updates, and interactive game day content. It's only $10. You can't practically give it away. $10 virtual ticket there. But and do not forget the Rice South Sports Show as well. You can catch that on AT&T Sportsnet Southwest. Thanks to our guest, AD Joe Carlgaard, the other, the real important JP Abercrombie, and of course boss man Mike Bloomgren of our Rice House. Can't wait to be back. Good to finally get back in the swing of things here. Rice House Insider. Stay tuned. We'll have a lot more coming up throughout the next few weeks as football season gets underway here.
On the Rice Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, you've been listening to Rice Owls Insider, powered by IBEW Local 716, lighting up Rice University in Houston for over 100 years. Rice Owls Insider was brought to you by
The Parking Spot.
We have airport parking covered. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation on the Rice Sports Network.